I'm sitting in my car listening to Broham over and over again, crying. I'm thinking about my friend, my buddy, my brother Andrew. I'm sad that his life ended this early. I'm sad that his life ended this way. As the memories of my childhood and the times we spent hanging out continue to flash through my mind, I replay the song once again. To all my friends, present, past, and beyond, to all those who weren't with us too long, life's the most precious thing that you can lose. I can't help but to feel the calling of these words that Pennywise has created as an anthem for our losses. And I can't help but to feel like this song speaks to us all. I replay the song again and I cry some more. You ever get that feeling you can't go on? Just remember whose side is it that you're on. You've got friends with you till the end. Sure, people grow older and we go our separate ways. But Andrew and I never stop being friends. You can't just take away the memories of the formative years where all the awareness and experience of the good and the bad parts of life become our reality. It's an experience and a closeness that's just as thick as blood. Tears fall from my eyes as I cry, and I replay the song once again. If you're ever in a tough situation, we'll be there in no hesitation. Brotherhood's a rule we cannot bend. Well, my brother is gone. He took his life and I failed him. We failed him. The song goes, if you're ever in a tough situation, we'll be there in no hesitation. But I wasn't there. You weren't there. We weren't there. I replay the song again and I cry even harder. With all the life experience that I have today, I wish I could have transmitted some wisdom to you, Andrew. I wish I wasn't so distant. I wish I could have showed you what the other side past that feeling of hopelessness looks like. But I was too far away, not just physically, but mentally as well. I'm bombarded now with these thoughts as I shout from the top of my lungs the wailing cry of this chorus, and I'm pissed. I'm pissed because I know what it's like to be so stuck just like Andrew. But I also know that there is a different path. I'm bawling at the next verse now, and it goes, if you're feeling too close to the bottom, you know who it is you can count on, and someone will pick you up again. But there's been too many times where we've picked the brother up when he's down, and we've given him the wrong remedies, the wrong solutions, the wrong kind of fix, the same ones that we were taught, ignorantly and carelessly, a drink, a drug, to not feel the pain that we all need to learn, the pain that takes over our life if we keep pushing it down. But that's all we had to offer him. We picked him up before, and we gave him that poison. We gave him more pain. I'm choking up now with sadness as I replay the song and I hear the part that says, we can conquer anything together. All of us are bonded forever. If you die, I die. That's the way it is. And as the song describes, a piece of me died June 9th when Danny called me to tell me that our beloved brother, Andrew, had died. He told me what had happened, and to my understanding, it was unthinkable to believe that the thing that Andrew, James, Danny, Kenny, and myself had discovered as being one of the craziest things to do as a kid, to climb up that light tower at Clark Field and shotgun a beer as a rite of passage, decades later, would be where Andrew decided to commit the ultimate sacrifice. It's baffling to me, but I guess I get it. Now, when Babe Ruth visits Benny the Jet Rodriguez in a dream, he says, heroes get remembered, but legends never die. So follow your heart, kid, and you'll never go wrong. Well, Andrew, my brother, today you get to be both. You get to be remembered as a hero for holding true to yourself and what you believed in. Today, I want to nominate you as a legend that will never die. And today, when you tell your stories about Andrew Patrick Ryan, the savagest Hermosa Beach local that I know, the life that we lived as kids in that house on 8th and Cypress will live on forever in glory. And today, we memorialize our brother Andrew, who was born March 2nd, 1987, a true Hermosa Beach local, with more right and more clout than most of us here today have for claim of this tiny town. My guess is that he knew that he was the last of our kind. He knew that there was a change coming, but he also knew that it would be too difficult for him to make a switch. Or maybe he was in total control on whether the game was over or not. Now, real quick, I say this to us all. I wish I could have. It's just a statement, so save it. Save it for someone who's still suffering. Save it for somebody who really needs it. Make that I wish I could have a reality. Look at the people around you today and think about the way that you're carrying the idea of hope and camaraderie to others. Make sure that it's an idea founded on righteous intentions rather than just some short-term satisfaction. Question yourself. Next time the universe presents you with the opportunity to be a pillar of hope, and maybe, just maybe, Andrew's fate might not be repeated by someone else we love. To all my friends, present, past, and beyond, To all of those who weren't with us too long, life's the most precious thing that you can lose. While you were here, the fun was never ending. We laughed a minute, it was only the beginning. Andrew Patrick Ryan, this one's for you, my brother.